the great solemnity, which used to be called Corpus Christi, but you can't use that anymore, so it's the holy body blood of Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. As it will offer the opportunity for us to experience God, Jesus Christ, not abandoning us. As we know in the Gospel of John, as Jesus tells us, I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. So Jesus is telling us he will not abandon us. And as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago for Pentecost, we see that God sent the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ to make sure that we're not abandoned, that God is truly present to us in the Holy Spirit. This week, as we celebrate the great solemnity of the body, blood, soul of Jesus, we celebrate the fact once again that Christ is among us, that Christ has not abandoned us. We celebrate the true presence, body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Now, yesterday I looked up just to see the percentage points. Unfortunately, only 63 to 69% of Catholics believe in the real presence, which is sad. Because Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the host. God is truly there. Jesus is truly there. And that is why when we come to Mass, we genuflect in front of the tabernacle. We genuflect because Jesus is present in the host. Body, blood, soul, divinity, Jesus Christ is present in the tabernacle. So it's a wonderful opportunity for us, even when we receive communion, the body of Christ. It is truly the body, blood, of soul, divinity of Jesus Christ being put on our hand or being put on our tongue. Jesus is truly present to us. And that is the great thing about the sacrament of the Eucharist. It's the be-all, end-all. It's the greatest sacrament we have as a Catholic community, body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus truly being present to us. Present to us in the tabernacle, present to us when we receive the body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist, and present to us when we come to Eucharistic adoration. Jesus in the monstrance, the host in the monstrance, Jesus is truly present. I wonder, at times we forget that fact, because we receive communion so many times that we forget Jesus is here. Jesus is present. Body, blood, soul, divinity, the risen Lord is present to us in the Holy Eucharist. And I think we miss that fact. St. Jean Vianney, patron of parish priests. There's a story told of St. Jean Vianney in his parish in Ars, is that every day an elderly gentleman would come to the back pew, because he was a good Catholic, so he was in the back, and he would just kneel. So finally, St. Jean Vianney decided to go and have a little chat with the elderly gentleman. And he goes, I see you come in every day, you come and kneel, you look at the tabernacle, what are you doing? And the elderly gentleman says, I look at God, and God looks at me. What a wonderful way to experience the true presence of Jesus Christ by understanding that when we come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, God is truly present. Jesus is present, looking at us, and we get to look at the Lord. And in doing so, that helps us in our spiritual life. It helps us to know and to experience the fact that we have not been abandoned by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is present to us in the Holy Sacrament, body, blood, soul, divinity, truly present to us. And in doing so, when we come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, when we come in front of the Lord truly present to us, that gives us hope, that gives us comfort, that gives us peace, because we know God is there, that God has not abandoned us, that we could come before the Lord no matter what's happening, and God is there, welcoming us with open arms, wanting to put his arms around us, enveloping us in his light to show that I am there. The great sacrament we have of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. There's a prayer I remember, it's almost 30 years ago now. It's part of being applying for the priesthood. You have to go for a psychological evaluation. So I went for a 3-day psychological evaluation. I passed. But I met a priest from Hamilton Diocese, who's no longer a priest in Hamilton Diocese. But I remember the prayer that he asked me to pray for him. And it's a prayer I pray every day for myself. God, give me serenity of heart, peace of mind, and the ability to do your will. Serenity of heart, peace of mind, to do your will. What a great prayer. And what a great way in which we can experience asking the Lord to give me serenity of heart, peace of mind, and to do his will, is to come in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus Christ, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly present, just to sit to be with him. Because of that great presence of Jesus present, there is comfort. There is calmness. His presence brings a peace. As we hear in Scripture, my peace I leave you, as we'll hear in the Mass, my peace I leave you, is that it's not the peace that the world offers, it's the peace that God offers. A peace of serenity of heart, peace of mind, a calmness, and the ability to do his will. I cannot tell you how many times I come in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the morning, or when something happens and I need to come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, where the world might be going a little topsy-turvy, where I just come in front of the Blessed Sacrament, where a sense of calmness, a sense of peace, a sense of serenity comes over. Sometimes it comes quickly. I think the longest was 45 to 50 minutes, but it came. But God, Jesus, is present in the Eucharist. He wants us to come to him. Bring our problems. Bring our thoughts, our desires, our anger, whatever it may be. God's a big boy. God can take the anger. God's a big boy. God can take it. But bring it to the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, truly present to us, and allow him to work. Allow the Lord to bring serenity of heart, peace of mind, to be able to do God's will. Viaticum, food for the journey. Usually it's for those who are about to die. But in many ways, every time we come to receive the Holy Eucharist, it is food for the journey. Jesus Christ is giving to himself truly to us to help us on our journey of life. To help us to have serenity, heart, peace of mind to do his will. To help us to know his will. To give us that intimacy. Because after all, this is how we want. We want intimacy with the Lord. We want an intimate Lord. We don't want a Lord who's out there somewhere. We want a God who is involved in our life. Who is there for us. The Holy Eucharist is where God is there for us. Where God is there for us. God is there. That intimate union he wants with us. That unity that we are with God when we receive the host. The unity not only with each other, with individually with us, but with us as a church community, with us as a people of God. Jesus Christ, truly present in the host, is that unifying force. It is that force that brings us all together, knowing that we are his children, and that we could come to the Lord with all our problems, with whatever it is. We can come to the Lord. We know that he is truly present in the host, and he'll give us that serenity of heart, peace of mind to do his will, because we trust in the real presence. There's a wonderful story. It's story day, what can I say? There's a wonderful story of Pope St. John the 23rd. And the story goes that every night before he would go to bed, he would go in front of the tabernacle and go, God, this is what's wrong with the church. 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 It's your church. You deal with it. I'm going to bed. What a wonderful way to experience Jesus Christ truly present to us in the sacrament, in the tabernacle, when we receive the host, to be able to do that. That intimate communication with the Lord. The Lord is there to help us. And it brought St. John the 23rd peace. and will bring us peace. That is the great thing of many of the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Body, Blood, Soul, and Divinity, Jesus truly present in the host. That is what this is all about. So I invite you, spend time with the Lord in the tabernacle, truly present. We have Adoration Thursday nights with Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet. Last Friday, we began Adoration just in silence, just to be with the Lord before Mass from 6 o'clock as well. Both nights, it's a wonderful group. Both nights, it's a wonderful way for us just to come and experience the presence of Jesus Christ, to give us calmness, serenity, to give us the strength to do His will in our life. And you could come during the day as well. I know the church doors are locked. Insurance and lawyers run the place, sorry to tell you. But if you want to come and spend some time with the Lord, truly present, come to the office. We're more than happy to let you into the church to spend time with the Lord, truly present. There's a wonderful way. And once you grow into a deeper relationship with the Lord, we experience the true presence of the Lord in a different way. And I guarantee you, in all ways, to receive serenity of heart, peace of mind, and the ability to do His will.